Due to the rubble and fallen boulders at the foot of the quarry, a ruderal area has formed. To start with, a ruderal area is extremely low in nutrients and so very valuable for those specialised animals and plants known as pioneer species. At the outset, only a few tough plants grow on a newly created ruderal area because there is not much in the way of nutrients or humus there. As soon as more nutrients have accumulated, ubiquitous species also move in. In the small glass case on the left is the Sisyphus dung beetle. This beetle feeds on sheep dung, which is also essential for the development of its larvae. First, the dung beetle shapes the dung into a small ball and rolls this along the ground. It will encounter many obstacles on its way, blades of grass, stones and twigs. Sometimes it can take quite a number of attempts for it to overcome these hurdles. This behaviour has earned it the name of Sisyphus. Eventually, it will bury its ball of dung and lay its eggs on top of it. In the middle of the birds you see here is the red-backed shrike, which mainly hunts insects. It stores its prey by impaling them on the thorns or spikes of plants.